Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
You're listening to the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Hey, Tony!
Pretty boy, Tony.
It's Tuesday with Tony Katz on the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Don't want to keep Tony waiting.
My name is Nigel. Tony Kennett is in for Jason Hammer, and Tony Katz is live with us now for Tuesdays with Tony. Tony, how are you?
I'm good. What's going down?
Hey, man. All right. We'll start with the news. Your thoughts on my man, Mitch Daniels, deciding not to get in the Senate race.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm particularly surprised.
Neither am I.
When I first got discussed, there were some people that I know, like, and trust, who said this was a very serious thing, that the odds were absolutely possible for this. That was a few weeks ago. Over the weekend, when I was away talking with some people, it was a feeling that, well, it could go either way. It seems to be already feeling like, yeah, this is more bother than a guy like him has to go through. His interests are going to be elsewhere, and where can he be, you know, where can he apply himself? That's the way it worked out. I think it had very little to do with the Club for Growth ads. I think the people who are pushing that line, oh, he got bullied out of it. Oh, he got pushed out of it. I mean, that's just talking to hear yourself talk. I don't think there's any basis in fact in any of that. Pseudo-intellectualism might put you in that place. I don't think a knowledge base of Mitch nor what he may be interested in does. So I think this was just a, do I really need this hassle? Do I really want this thing? And age could have played a big part of this as well.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, reading his statement, the end of his statement said, yeah, this job is just not for me. The town's not for me. This is not the life I want to live at this point.
The dude just looks tired. The last time I spoke to him, he just sounds exhausted. Like, let the man rest. You don't need the Senate. Nobody needs the Senate. That's exhausting. I'm just talking about it.
Do you think it's banks to lose now at this point?
At this point, yeah, I really and truly do. I had the congressman on the show, and while he wasn't, you know, he's a very, very close to the vest guy, very reserved, and he's never going to speak out of school. I got to assume they're all doing cartwheels over there. You know, it's a much easier race without Mitch and that name recognition in the race. And there's a question of who else could jump in. Who possibly could jump into this? And there's always been the conversation of Victoria Spartz in the Indiana 5th, but I don't see that happening in terms of, I don't see her winning a primary, and I think she's got to recognize that as well for a statewide race. So I don't know who else gets in on the Republican side. This is absolutely right now banks is to lose.
Tuesdays with Tony Katz here on the Hammer and Nigel Show. Tony Kennett filling in for Hammer over there. I was texting you, Katz, over the weekend as soon as I saw Ilhan Omar feigning ignorance on what anti-Semitism means and, you know, the words that she's previously said. I don't know why I'm always so stunned and surprised by this kind of thing. My jaw just dropped when I saw that. I had no idea what the trope with the money even meant.
Yeah, Jews and money? I've never heard of anything like that before. It's like, oh, wow, we're really pushing it there, hon.
What's your take, Tony?
First of all, did you just call her hun?
It's a habitual problem. My Twitter trolls say that I'm very misogynistic by saying hun very frequently.
Well, look, she can talk about the dirty Jews, but you can't be calling her hun.
Well, you know, I say tooth for tooth.
My rabbi has been very clear about this. that yeah. she can talk about those slick heebs, you know, hypnotizing people with their Benjamins and whatnot. But you can't be calling women hun. I mean, that's just wrong. It's totally okay to refer to Israel as an apartheid state and Jews. I mean, you can make fun of their noses. Sure. I mean, who doesn't do that right there? But calling people hun, I mean, that's just an affront to the entire Somali population. I for one, wonder why anybody even stays an American. My gosh, makes me sick. Makes me sick, Tony Kennett.
I identify as a Denny's diner waitress, so I'm allowed to call people hun.
I don't believe that's how it works either.
Omar doesn't really believe people believe her.
I wanted to get back to Denny's waitress. Because being a Denny's waitress doesn't keep you safe. Only being a Waffle House waitress
keeps
you safe. You can catch chairs. You can throw a punch. You can do all the things. Does Representative Omar believe what she said when she said she didn't know about the tropes of Jews and money terms?
Yeah, and does she expect other people to buy it?
What she's using terms like it's all about the Benjamins and Jews hypnotizing the world. I don't believe her. Of course I don't believe her. There's no question that I don't believe her. Does she mean it? It doesn't even matter at this stage of the game. She's got not one thing, not two things. She's got a history, a large and detailed history of her bigotry.
Right.
It's her problem. She did it to herself. I don't need to worry about it.
And she has everyone at the Washington Post, you know, jumping backwards, hand over fist to write any kind of analysis. Well, Omar was bullied because she's a Muslim, but like we're just going to ignore the anti-Semitism. And oh, no, it's not anti-Semitism.
Don't confuse the issues, right? If you want to make the claim that Ilhan Omar or Representative Omar is wrong about something, you're more than welcome to. When somebody wants to respond that, well, you just don't like what she has to say because she's a Muslim, that's standard operating procedure in the race wars that we deal with all the time. Everything
Precisely.
Being bigotry, everything being angry. If you don't like this one, it's because they're a woman. If you don't like this person, it's because they're black. If you don't like this person, it's because they're Jewish. They'll always throw up the thing that is the standard operating procedure. But it is different than whether or not someone's actually willing to believe her. If I don't believe her, it's because she's a Muslim woman. That's absolutely not it. It's because she said the things repeatedly and repeatedly and over and over and over again. She created this because it is what she believed. Now, what does she believe going forward? Well, I'm more than willing with anybody to let them show me through their actions what they're all about. Mm. But what will I get next? Some level of support for at least Israel should exist, you know, even if she disagrees with policy? Or will I get one more subtle dig at Jews from her? Which one will come first?
Gee, I wonder.
Tuesdays with Tony Katz here on the Hammer and Nigel Show. So the DeSantis-Trump feud is starting to boil over. Isn't it so dumb? It's dumb for DeSantis if he gets pulled into this.
It's such a waste of time for Trump to think that he can pull this stuff off.
But I was sharing today that audio from DeSantis defending himself and defending Florida. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to do it at all. If Trump wants to claim that DeSantis getting into the race would be disloyal, he can do anything he wants. It's classic Trump. It's Trump 101. I would laugh in his face if he said I was being disloyal. There's just no point to this kind of argument. It's silly, but it's classic Trump. I look at any race, you know, which is 2 years out, and I say, like I did 2 months ago, DeSantis doesn't have to say a word. Just go about doing your thing. Does it mean that he's going to win the nomination? No. Does it mean he's going to lose the nomination? No. But I equally won't listen to the people who tell me, well, you know, DeSantis, he's really like Paul Ryan. We're just in the upside down crazy. You know, DeSantis and John Boehner, that's the same kind of Republican.
Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush.
He's bought and paid for. What is that? What? From who? Where? When? Why? Scoreboard. Florida's doing pretty good. That's so what I got to say.
So this goes to the idea, and I saw this on Twitter, and I forget who said it, and it was a wonderfully smart thing, and I said it today. To be never Trump is a wholly ignorant position, right? It's certainly a non-conservative position, and the pseudo-intellectuals who claim conservatism, who push this, were always laughable in my eye from the very, very beginning. Well, how do we think about only Trump? If you tell me it's only Trump and no one else, you mean if Trump doesn't get the nomination, you're going to stay home and the other candidate is Joe Biden or Hillary or Bernie Sanders, you're really going to stay home? May I ask, with all due respect, what value do you bring to the table? Because it's not conservatism you're bringing. It's irrationality. It's idol worship. If it's never Trump, it's idol worship. If it's only Trump, it's idol worship. Take a breath. Take a beat. Take a bourbon. Take a look at who the candidates are. Vote in a primary and then in a general. Do smart things. Make good choices.
Tony right. Katz has two shows, 6 to 9 and noon to 3. Thank you very much, sir.
Always, baby.
It's a Hammer and Nigel show.